This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And I want to take a moment just to say a prayer for a friend of mine, Mr. Paul Pelosi, who was attacked. A politics where some in office or who aspired to office work to stir up division, to make folks as angry and as afraid of one another for their own advantage.
That's the former President Barack Obama talking about Paul Pelosi. You heard him mention there. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Shocking what happened over the weekend. People talking about it, the fact that Paul Pelosi was attacked by a raging maniac, seriously, with a hammer, who went to his house and was actually looking for Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, and asked, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" An intruder attacks her husband in their San Francisco home. And there was a lot of reaction on both sides of the aisle and former politicians to what happened. There's so much crazy extremism that's going on, obviously, in this country. And we see that, you know, there was this hammer and a trail of broken glass, and the intruder gets in and early Friday and repeatedly hits Paul Pelosi, who's 82. He had to have surgery to repair his skull fracture and serious injuries to his right arm and hands. His doctors expect a full recovery. And again, the assailant who came in was shouting, "Where is Nancy? Where is Nancy?" And it's just a reminder that no matter what, politics aside, Republican, Democrat, undecided, whatever direction, and where we are in this nation, very, very sad to see it. But this was somebody who was not a well person, obviously, and in fact was picked up before for several things. Here's some more reaction. Here's what Congresswoman Debbie Dingell from Michigan had to say about what happened to Paul Pelosi.
"This anger is a fundamental, a real and present danger to our democracy. And we got to stand up. And you simply, I'm going to tell you, you can't keep 435 members and 100 senators and school board members and mayors and city council people safe if somebody wants to get them. It's got to come from within the community."
Well, it's got to come from within the community. She's absolutely right about that. Apparently, there have been 9,000 plus threats against politicians on the Hill, credible threats, just in this last year and a half. I mean, things that they would take seriously and have to be investigated. Here's what Republican Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, had to say.
"So to be very clear, violence or threats of violence has no place in our society. What happened to Paul Pelosi was wrong. I reached out to the speaker. I called her. I know she was on a plane coming back to California, but I was able to text with her to tell her about our prayers for Paul. And thankfully, he's going to be okay, but thankfully, the attacker is a deranged individual, but thankfully, he was arrested."
Yeah, thankfully he was arrested. He's 42-year-old David DePepe, and he's going to be charged, expected to be charged, with multiple felonies on Monday and arraigned Tuesday. That's according to San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins. And I want to say at the top, hats off to the 911 operator who acted when they heard what was happening off in the distance, because he apparently could get to the phone where he could leave the phone open in the hopes that they could hear what was happening in the background. And the operator immediately got in touch with dispatch, where sometimes when those calls, when it sounds like you're hearing something, it sounds like it's going to drop off, it doesn't sort of make sense. They acted immediately, and the police were there within minutes Otherwise, who knows what would have happened, because he's 82 years old. He was struggling with this guy who was deranged, obviously, as McCarthy said, out of his mind, and was going after him. And you heard me mention how credible there are the threats are against so many politicians. And, you know, it doesn't just end there. It happens locally, too, as well. And, boy, that is... It's tough because you don't. I was thinking to myself today. You know, we talk about representation, we talk about frustrations, we talk about all kinds of things when it comes to government. And can you imagine that more and more people just decide, screw it. Well, I can't put my family at risk. I there's no way I want to put them in harm's way. Like Zeldin, who's running the Republican out of New York, his daughters were almost attacked, were frightened, were cowering, luckily, in a closet when somebody with a gun was going toward his house. So it's just really insane times, and very, very, very sad to hear of that story. And, of course, the reaction is one that you would expect from anybody, whether politics aside, where they completely can't stand Nancy Pelosi and work on the Hill or whatever. It's really about the fact that, you know, somebody gets in there, breaks in, is screaming for her, and then goes after him, and what unfolded could have been his death, which is... again, just crazy, crazy, crazy to think about. You know, the Powerball over the weekend, to make another turn over something that everybody's talking about, was pretty high. It was over $800 million. Now, my friends, on Monday, no trick, it's going to be $1 billion. $1 billion. That's what the jackpot is up to for Monday's drawing. The largest this year in the fifth second ever, if you think about that. So the lump sum payment would be $497 million. But before you get too excited and start counting the possibilities of, oh, maybe I could win, you could. Somebody has to win. But the odds are 1 in 292 million. I will tell you that for fun I played, and I did have a Powerball, the Powerball number. So I get $4 for playing. Thanks for playing. But that is crazy to think about, the $1 billion. So there's going to be lottery frenzy, and there already was. Whenever it gets high, you know, that's what happens. And maybe somebody wins this next time around or not. It's a wild amount of money, and it could be that there's a couple of winners. Could be people go in, which sometimes happens in offices, and they get more tickets, and maybe a group of people win. But that is, like I said, a crazy, crazy amount of money. Hey, coming up on this show, of course, always your reaction to things that are going on, including Paul Pelosi. A lot of you sent me emails about that. And other things that are happening as well, including some of your Halloween costumes, which I thought was hilarious. Plus, fair or foul, Jeremy Paulson will join us as we go through some of what I think is pretty interesting in our lives. And is it fair or foul? And is it necessary? Is it necessary? Right? Like shoehorns. Are they necessary, fair or foul? Do we need shoehorns anymore? I don't know. Meet you on the flip side.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
We're looking at Election Day, midterm elections, heavy, heavy early voting. Over 20 million people have voted so far. It's interesting because we've got a lot of close races, a lot of close races. And all these polls that come out, what do people care about? I was looking at a CBS poll, and the CBS poll showed that it's the economy. It's the economy, it's the economy, it's inflation. And of course it is, because we say it all the time on the show. Listen, when you're stretching your dollars from paycheck to paycheck and things are up, 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 and there's no way to rectify what's in between, you know, you can't do it. And you've got, especially you have children, you have, you know, house payment, you have rent, you have whatever you have. Everybody's situation is different. That's what you're going to vote with. I mean, where your wallet is, what's really, really hurting you. And I think in looking at this poll, midterm voters are divided on all kinds of things. That's not something I would think they wouldn't be because of where we sit now, right, in the world. So in the poll, Republican voters overwhelmingly, 70% chose a strong economy. A majority of Democrats, 63%, chose a functioning democracy. And, you know, it doesn't mean that people don't want both, but the concern about democracy versus the concern about economy just happened in their particular poll to break down that way. And it came in second for the Republicans that they happened to ask the questions of in the poll, and I think it comes down to the wire in places like Pennsylvania. What's going to happen in Georgia? What's going to happen in Florida? I mean, there's predictions that I can make. I think Florida, we're not going to see any huge changes, but I think in some of these other states, it's it's coming down to, you know, absolutely, it's coming down to the wire as to, you know, who steps where. For example, it's like you look at Senator Marco Rubio. We talk about Florida. He's got a double-digit lead in the recent poll that came out. You know, an 11-point lead over his challenger, Republican, Congresswoman Val Demings. And Rubio's popular. That's not a surprise. I would be shocked if he didn't take it and he wasn't still where he was. I mean, an 11-point lead in a run against somebody who is completely opposite of anything that he talks about. They are complete opposites. So there still is rallies. There still is running. And it's what you would, again, expect. You would expect that that would happen there. I don't think that you would expect that he would lose his seat. But in some of the other places I mentioned, I think it's a little bit tighter, and you just don't know heading into Election Day, because early voting, even though the early voting is heavy, we know that a lot of people pour out on the actual day, and I'll be curious to see if we have a changing of the guard of the House, because we were looking at six seats, which that could happen. Is it going to be a sea of red, or is it going to be, you know, kind of dead even when it's all said and done? You know, we'll see. And we're going to talk more about that and more about some of these polls and what's happening at polling places. You know, we open up with Paul Pelosi and the fact that this maniac even was going in with ties, as he was apparently hoping that if he was going to run into Nancy Pelosi, he was going to be able to tie her up. And apparently he had a list of targets that he was going after, too. It wasn't just her, but he had a hit list of other people that he was planning to go after. And you look at that, and then you hear about the people, the amount of credible threats and the people that are on these threat lists who represent us in Congress. And it's like I said, you wonder, as we go through with our form of government in this democracy, is it going to change? And, you know, it's not going to change anytime soon, but looking at polls and looking what people are saying and watching and reading the tea leaves, we are, needless to say, in more than interesting times. Let's put it that way. Over the weekend, there were some other crazy things that happened, including in Seoul, Korea. It was a Halloween festivity thing, right? Where lots of people came out to celebrate Halloween. And apparently at this event, they didn't expect the amount of people that showed up in Seoul. And, you know, they had 100 police officers for about 100,000 people, because the narrow alleyways just swelled. So there was the crowd couldn't move, and there was a trampling, and 153 people died, 133 injured. I saw some of the video from Seoul. It was terrible. Lots of Americans, I shouldn't say lots, but there were a handful of Americans there. Two Americans were in the crowd and died. Three others were injured. The State Department released that. And what led the crowd to surge into the street? You know, they're investigating it, obviously, if don't know. But for a large event, they were definitely not prepared for that. It was chaotic and crazy, where you could see people were coming into the main area and even try to get ambulances and fire trucks in and whatnot. They couldn't even get to the people. And they were trying to administer CPR, which was just way too late for so many of them that were, you know, lying there dead on the street. And, you know, what happened for these thousands of young people who were there to celebrate Halloween. And the thing is, it was one of the biggest gatherings in that city because of the reduction of their COVID-19 restrictions. And we're seeing that all over, right? The great news is people want to go out and they want to celebrate and they want to be at these events. And that's the clue. They wanted to be out there, and it led to too many people and a stampede, basically. That's what it is. And pretty devastating if you think of this is supposed to be, you know, this is supposed to be an event where people are celebrating, and the crowd surge situation, everything fell like dominoes. And we've seen that before at events, you know, whether it's at a concert or something else, but where there just something causes the crowd to move so fast and people can't get out of each other's way, and others are just trampled and you know, it's too late. You can't pull them out of the middle of this. That is one incredibly large number if you think about that. Wow. What a large amount of people to get crushed and die and then injured, especially in this one narrow alley in the nightlife area in Seoul. I mean, just really, 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 really sad. So the sports means, the weekend means sports for a lot of us, especially when it comes to football. And I'll tell you right here at the top, nobody nailed the score this time around. Even Nate, who was happy to play again, everybody picked, you know, most people anyway, picked the Jets. And the Jets and New England were the game, and that certainly wasn't, the Jets weren't the winners. It was New England that won that game, and the guesses were so high. Oh, it ended up being the Patriots 22-17. And I say this right here at the top, tough day for Zach Wilson, who had three interceptions, because every Tuesday, normally we do it Tuesday in our first hour, tail end of the hour, we nail the score. So I pick a game of the week in the NFL, and you can call in or send me an email with your guess. You don't have to love football like some of us do. You just have to pick, a team and tell me what the final score is going to be. Because with everything that's going on, we need to give away some prizes and we need to have some fun, and we have some great prizes. And I have a good feeling about this season. It may take the whole season, but I have a feeling that somebody will nail the score. We will go into the man cave in our second hour of the show, by the way. Coming up, though, it's all about your thoughts on the Pelosi attack, the craziness in Seoul, and some other things that are happening.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. At least 81 people were killed in the western Indian state of Gujarat on Sunday when the footbridge, packed with sightseers enjoying holiday festivities, collapsed and plunged them into the river below. TV footage showed dozens of people clinging onto the cables and twisted remains of the bridge over the Machu River in the town of Morbi as emergency teams struggled to rescue them. Election officials in the United States have been alerted to safe-proof their voting systems and be vigilant about political violence amid a very complex threat environment. Top U.S. cybersecurity official Jana Easterly said on Sunday in the wake of an attack on the husband of a leading Democratic lawmaker last week. Shocked family members collected bodies, parents searched for kids, and the country sought answers on Sunday after at least 153 people were crushed to death when a crowd in South Korea surged in an alleyway during Halloween festivities. This is USA Radio News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Once again, for reaching out to me, you can always do that 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Easiest way, click on contact and you're in, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. This one was from Keith, who says, wow, what a twisted, sick you-know-what who went after Pelosi's hubby. I'm not a big fan of the Speaker of the House, but certainly in going after her and attacking her is ridiculous. That solves nothing for anyone, vice versa, if that were to happen to somebody who was a Republican. And I think he just was just a person who was not well, and he was revved up in some way for whatever he was doing. He was unemployed, etc., and he apparently had had some kind of a record before. Yeah, David DePepe is his name, and they said he's been mentally ill for a long time. His partner, his life partner, said that he wasn't well, and that, he had records for a couple of different things, and his partner is in jail for stalking and attempting to abduct a 14-year-old boy from school in Berkeley, California, whatever that nonsense is about. And apparently the woman that he was with, they have a couple of kids together, and she has an iffy grasp on reality, it seems, in her own criminal past. And he does, too. So finding, obviously, where Pelosi lived, going after her, et cetera, just Craziness. You know, that's what can I say? All right, this one is from Carl, and Carl says, I'm not surprised that both Republicans and Democrats came out and said that they feel awful and send up prayers for Nancy Pelosi's husband. It's ridiculous that, you know, that any of these politicians, as much as we might not like them, become targets for something nefarious or scary or worse. Somebody goes after them, and this guy wasn't well anyway. I mean, that's the bottom line. He was a criminal. So that's really what that's about. But regardless, I think it's too bad, and hopefully he does make a full recovery. Well, they say he's going to, because they got there. This guy will have charges of attempted homicide and assault with a deadly weapon, burglary, who knows, a bunch of other felonies for that. And key thing is, I think it shook a lot of people up in Washington, and that, not that they haven't been, and we've certainly seen this probably even in the last decade. You know, their families are not, certainly are not covered by any kind of, unless they hired any kind of detectives or people around them. So you wonder how many people it eventually decide, okay, it's too hot out there now. I don't want to run. I mean, how many people would step aside and decide it's too risky for their families when they see some things that happen? Even if this guy, I mean, listen, this guy was not right. That's the bottom line. And the answer to that is it could be that this is the reality. This is the world now. And maybe there are people that step aside because they don't like what they're seeing, and how many of these cases can be investigated. And you can't, there's no 100%. You can't throw a bubble around all the people who represent every single state and every single, you know, if you went into city councils, if you went down to school boards, et cetera, because a lot of those people are getting threats when there's some heated issues sometimes, not by this guy, not by someone who maybe is completely out of their mind, but it's the world that we, you know, it's the world that we live in now. There is some of that. All right, this one's from Max, and he says, wow, I didn't really pay attention to what was going on in Korea until I heard that there was, just because I heard there were some Americans that were then involved. Excuse me. And, Kate, how sad is that, that you've got a bunch of basically, young people who are excited to be out there again into the world, and they have this bizarre surge for a Halloween party, and obviously whatever was going on in Seoul, certainly you would think they would have enough people that would be there that could patrol, and you wouldn't have had that kind of a surge. I guess they weren't expecting that, or just were caught off guard. Who knows? It just is a good reminder when you go out into open crowds, it could turn out to be that you do get something that sometimes spirals in the wrong direction. Yeah, you know, that's what it was, just the fact that the crowd, they weren't ready for that crowd. They, you know, they're investigating it. So you got massive people running down alleys. It just happened to hit all at once, the wall of bodies. And then when that happens, you know, their people get stepped on and trampled, and of course it's terrible. And it's terrible. I was reading the one story of, you know, how does that happen? You look at the, you know, what causes crowd surges. You look at the, I was looking at some of the maps of the area, and it's one of the deadliest disasters there since 2014. And, It's a yearly celebration. Aitawan, I think, is how they pronounce it. So it's something they do. It is a period. It's a celebration. And what happens is people get confined in space, in smaller spaces, And then there's this pushing that happens, and people start to fall over each other. It's like a domino effect, and that's what happened. So the more people here in the crowd, the greater force of the crowd crushes, and the whole crowd falls over. And if you're in that confined space, people can't get up, and that's what happened. And that's what people described it, like falling like dominoes and screaming, thinking they were going to be crushed to death, because some of them were during that surge. The pressure from above and below in the crowd makes it hard to breathe, right? And it doesn't take long. It's like 6 minutes before you're just completely out of air and you're crushed. And that's why there was so much CPR and trying to pull people back in, and they lose consciousness, etc. And I mean, you get it. It's not so much about panicking. It's that they're trapped. People are struggling to get up. They're twisted. They can't get up out of the middle of that, as it was explained to me. And it's so tiny. It was so heavy, the crowd, that it was so tiny that in the videos you could see, well, of course, there's too many people that are trying to get through that area. And that's what it looked like. And that's probably what they'll come up with when after the investigation. But yeah, terribly, terribly sad. All right, this one is from Andy. And Andy says, "Hi, Kate Delaney. I am one of those people that I'm going to tell you that I want to play Nail the Score. The problem with me is I have really intense hours at my job, and so half the time I fall asleep. I listen to your show a lot, and I listen to the show sometimes even during the day. But rest assured, my goal is to call in before the end of the season. It is a very strange year in the NFL. I, like you, grew up outside of the Philadelphia area, and I cannot believe the Eagles. I can believe that they're decent, but the fact that they're 7-0, and of course they just annihilated the Steelers, it's been really exciting to watch them this season. Woohoo! All right, yeah. I'm not going to argue with that. They're the only team undefeated, and you're right. They did have their way with the Steelers this Sunday. And it is a strange year in the NFL because, I mean, that's the whole idea of parity. You're gonna see things you didn't expect to happen, whereas if you go back, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 years, and certainly before that, often, and before you had the salary cap, you had domination. Now you have parity, and there's more of a chance with the right moves, with the right players, with certain players don't get injured. You can see things come together. I mean, look at the NFC East. How about the Cowboys just completely crushed the Bears, 49-29. And you got a guy like Tony Pollard, who last year was fishing. And then he gets a call, oh, great, maybe I can make it on the Cowboys roster. He did, and he had 3 touchdowns in this one. And they need him. Ezekiel Elliott's out. He was injured. So you look at, you know, the luck of the draw. Then you see the Saints, who they got a guy like Alvin Kamara. He had 3 touchdowns, and I've been waiting for him to have a breakout week. This was a breakout week, and they blanked the Raiders. A big donut for the Raiders. Go figure. 24-0. A huge win for the Saints. So, yeah, absolutely. And Nail the Score, Tuesdays, I mentioned it already, in our first hour, final segment, that's where we do that, where we pick the game of the week. You call in, who's going to win, and what's the final score. All right, this is from Mary, who says, hey, Kate, really, really a crazy weekend for all kinds of reasons, but I'm excited about Halloween. I wanted to tell you that I was listening to what you were talking about with costumes, and I decided that I would be a charcuterie board for Halloween. I don't know if the kids that come to the door when I answer it will really completely understand what that is. That's more an adult costume party, but I like it. Stay with us.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Tail end of this hour, we do a thing called Fair or Foul. Jeremy Paulson joins us once again, so here it is, Fair or Foul.
Signal fair after the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Fakes on a fair.
What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
It is a hard foul. I like that. Hey, Jeremy, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah.
You went to a Halloween party over the weekend.
Yes, I did. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Except for the whole, accident in skating that the ambulance had to come. But...
Hey, woo, the party's great. Wait, here comes an ambulance. And you might as well tell listeners what happened. What happened to the person who had to get picked up by the ambulance?
Well, it's like a skate bowl, and he was just dropping in to skate, and he didn't do it right and just face-planted. So he, like, busted his face up, and then the ambulance had to come.
Ooh. Oh, that's no good. That would be a rough night. Hopefully he's kind of out of it, maybe, and so he wakes up from it all, and it's just a bad dream. Oh.
Definitely seemed out of it.
That's what happened. Yeah, he was definitely out of it, for sure. All right, so in diving into Fair or Foul, that's a good one. Adult Halloween parties, Fair or Foul, isn't Halloween for children?
Yeah, but we got to have our times to go out, too, so I'd say Fair.
Yeah, I say fair, too. Some people say, oh, that's ridiculous.
I can't go get candy anymore. Don't steal my Halloween party away.
You can't go get candy. You just have to buy it. Yeah, that's true. If you knock on the doors, hey, where's my candy? Didn't I dress up enough for you?
Right.
And that kind of is an interesting thing. Is there a cutoff point to when, like, all of a sudden, it's like believing in Santa Claus or something. When you're, what, 16, you can't trick-or-treat anymore? I mean, I don't even remember the cutoff age.
I was joking with my friend yesterday that I need to, like, steal my friend's kid just so I can go get some free candy.
You could, because that's what happens. You know, you just have an extra, you have the Halloween buckets.
For one night.
Right. And you just go and say, trick-or-treat, and they, of course, they're going to put something in there. They think it's for somebody else. what do you think the cutoff age is? Is it 16, 17?
I don't know.
Teenagers sometimes do it.
I want to say 13 or 14.
Yeah.
That's
what I think. I think, like, before you're in high school, really, probably.
Yeah. Like, your early years of teenager, but once you get past that, it's like, you're driving, you can't go grocery.
Yeah.
You can't get candy.
Yeah. God, let me go park the car around. I heard this neighborhood's good. We're just going to hit all the good neighborhoods.
Right.
Yeah, so funny. Air hockey and those old games that people used to play, like foosball, versus everything's high-tech video games. Air hockey, fair or foul?
I was never very good at air hockey or foosball. I did like playing foosball. I was just never good at it. I'm a pool guy. I like pool. I play pool.
Okay, well, that's a table game. That's not
exactly
a video game.
And it's better than video games.
Yeah. So, but really, I'm saying old school versus video games. I think old school's better because we're constantly in front of computers. We walk around with a computer.
I do like game night tabletop games and cards. I play Magic the Gathering. So I definitely, yeah, I would say I prefer the hands-on over the video game. But I play video games all the time. But
yeah. Okay, hands-on. All right, hands-on fair. But we're not totally trashing video games, but
Correct.
Right. That's what I would say, too. I mean, look, I do Wordle. That's obviously on my computer or on my phone. That's not a video game. I've played video games before, but I'm like you. I like pool. I like cards. I love to play air hockey with my nephew if I can find it somewhere. It still is around, like, and you'll go to places like a bowling alley, or it'll pop up in some arcade.
I'd rather do shuffleboard than air hockey.
Yeah, that's at bars. Yeah, shuffleboard is still at some bars. And I like, you mean shuffleboard? Which shuffleboard do you mean?
It's like the really long one, it has sand around it. My grandma got into it. You shove it down the thing, and you
the little ball.
You don't want to fall in the end. No, it's like a little hockey puck thing, like a
metal
thing. You don't want to fall in the end. You want to, like, get closest to the end without it falling. There's, like, points on the end of the
board. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that game. And that's mostly in bars.
You can knock the other person out, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's two kinds of shuffleboard. There's the other kind that's on the ground with the numbers, and you're using a stick, and you're shoving the, like, little discs.
Yeah.
That's big in Florida. That was huge. That's huge still at some resorts and stuff.
I think that's on a lot of boats. You know,
yeah, it's on a lot of boats.
Boats, they have that.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. I like both of those. Fair or foul, air fryers. You know, there's always some hot new thing.
Totally.
Everybody's
fair.
Talking about air fryers.
Extremely fair.
Yeah, I think so, too.
My parents have one. They gave me one. I have one at home. I'm thinking about getting one at work now.
Really?
Yeah.
Because what's so great about an air fryer?
I don't know. Quick and easy. It's just like one of a toaster oven, basically, except it's
a better toaster oven.
Yeah.
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 Right, because you can just flat out cook whatever in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like when we were trapped,
one guy cook a pastry, like wrapped, yeah. Pizza
wrap
dough
a pastry?
And, yeah, pizza dough and like desserts in it, and then put it in there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can make French fries. You can make all kinds of things in there. I mean, whatever. You can make I was surprised by, I mean, even just like you said, it's like a toaster oven. When we were trapped by the hurricane and my brother and sister-in-law were in another room in the same hotel as us. My brother, who cooks, had an air fryer. And it was great because it was like, oh, here's this bagel. Oh, give me your bagel. And he throws it in there. It comes out perfect.
It's so great for reheating stuff, too, you know?
Yeah.
I got some leftover fries and throw them in there for a second. It's
like, right. Brand new. Yeah, it's better. And I think air fryers, because now there's so much conversation. Like you say, your family obviously has a bunch of them. But still, people are catching up to the whole air fryer craze. And I think that's going to be the big Christmas gift for a lot of people.
I bet.
Yeah, I think that's going to be very high on
the list. My parents wanted a bigger one, one that had like two containers so she could cook something and cook fries at the same time.
Oh. You know?
So then they gave me the little one that they had, and I was like, great.
Great, and it's gifted to you, so that's perfect.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay a cent. I love it. Speaking of gifting, if fair or foul when people, because listen, do people like to wrap gifts? There's wrapping paper everywhere. You can get it. You can go to the dollar store and get wrapping paper. But I think people, the big thing is people just get bags and they throw the gift in there and put the paper around it. Do you care either way? Is it fair or foul to do the bag thing?
I think it's fair. I mean, I'm horrible at wrapping, so I would probably do the bag and the paper in it. And it's still fair. It's a gift either way.
It's a gift either way.
As long as you see what it is, I think it's fair.
There's the right there is the key. As long as you can't see what it is,
exactly.
It's fair. Because what do you do? Hey, man, I got you a gift. Here it is. Just hand it
just
to
hand
him.
It to
I
him
can't well. Wrap, so here it is. This is it. Are you surprised? Yeah. I think the bag thing is fair because it covers it up.
Covers it up. It has a card on top, usually, of who it's from. It's
right.
Fine.
Yeah. I think it's fine.
It's decorative.
Decorative. I like that. Yes. Hats, cowboy hats, fair or foul when you aren't a cowboy and you don't live in an area that's big?
I lived in an area where that's big, and I've also like seen people around the cities wearing them. And I'm just like, you're not even a cowboy. You've never been on a horse, ever. But, I mean, I think it's still fair because you're just wearing it for, you know, decorative type, you know, fashion.
Yeah, so you don't have to be a cowboy to wear a cowboy hat. It's fashion.
Yeah.
I agree, but I didn't feel that way either because I lived twice in areas where there was real cowboys and they really looked good in the hats and it was part of their being. It was part of the deal. It wasn't a fake thing.
Tell Brett Michaels stop wearing a cowboy hat.
It wasn't a fake deal. Hey, I have a Stetson. It looks awesome. I love it. But I lived in Texas, and I've ridden horses.
People tell me I look great in a cowboy hat.
There you go. Maybe really you should start wearing them.
Yeah, right?
Right? Get your go to work with your air fryer and your cowboy hat. It's perfect. I love it. All right, fair or foul, all this silliness. It's over. Jeremy, thank you.
You're welcome.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.